This map shows some of the key places and topography of the land of Israel during ancient times. Israel is known as the Promised Land because God promised it to Abraham and his family. The land of Israel was located in the center of the ancient world, but it wasn't very large. The distance from the city of Dan in the north to the city of Beersheba in the south is only about 150 miles. That may sound big, but really, the whole nation of Israel could fit in the United States over 450 times. Something really cool about Israel is all of the different landscapes. Along the coast by the Mediterranean Sea, there are a lot of flat plains that were perfect for growing plants and food. In these areas, you could find all kinds of things, from flowers to fruits like oranges, grapes, and lemons, and grains to make yummy bread. When God told his people about the Promised Land of Israel, he described it as a place flowing with milk and honey, which means it would be very good land to grow plants and food. When you travel further into Israel, you reach the foothills and hill country. Foothills are small hills, but next to them in the hill country were big hills. Some of these hills are talked about in the Bible, like Mount Gilboa, where there was a big battle. Beyond the mountains of the hill country is the Jordan Valley, where the Jordan River flows. At the spot where the river meets the Dead Sea is the world's lowest point on land. That means this is the closest place to the center of the earth that you can walk to on ground. In ancient times, this area was very tropical, like Hawaii. It is good to know these things about Israel so we can have a better understanding of what it was like when the events in the Bible took place.